Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and sometimes I can't get my head straight and I got a brain freeze. But we had a wonderful listener call in, and she said it's a frangipani that he was talking about, the plumeria. And yes, they do get the long brown seed pods. That was it. So I appreciate you letting me know that, Jean. And she's in Palm Beach. And so speaking of a frangipani plumeria plant, when can we prune the long stems? I would wait until March. March 15th is the last time we're freezing, but you're in Palm Beach, so you could probably do it now and it would not be an issue. So thank you very much. Let's go to Eileen real quick in Polk City because we have a wonderful interview coming up with Jana Milbacher, so we don't want to miss that. But good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Good morning. Not very good. I'm stuffed up because of the oak trees.
I know. But it's going to be a little easier today with the rain. It's going to tamp those allergies down.
Oh, my car is yellow. I have two questions for you.
Okay, hon.
A friend of mine gave me a cactus.
Okay.
And it's long and skinny, and it blooms a red flower. He had no idea what it was.
Okay, I would need to see a picture. If it's the really long ones, it could be a night-blooming cereus. And so what was your question about it, or you just wanted identified?
Yeah, it blooms.
Does it bloom at night, or does it bloom?
No, it blooms in the daytime.
Okay. I would love to see a picture of it to give you a really proper ID. Okay. So if you want to go to betterlawns.com, you can send me a picture there, or you can send me a picture to my email, teresa.watkins@live.com.
Okay. Also, I have two Christmas cactuses that my mom gave me when she passed away, which was back in 2009.
Okay.
One of them has like a white film, and because it was hanging in the back tree, and it has mold on it.
Okay.
How do I get rid of it?
Okay, well, you can spray it with the fungicide, but what it's coming from is probably too much water. And so I would take it out and bring it so it doesn't get as much water. Maybe put it on the patio and you know, and keep it from getting water. The fungus will stop, but you can treat it with a fungicide.
Okay, very good.
All right. Thank you so much, Eileen, for holding on. I appreciate it. I got to get to my dirty word of the day. Thank you so much. Lizzie, bring in John Denver. Let's see if he'll help us out.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
The dirty word of the day is pluvial, and it is an adjective that involves rainfall. It's a word that is defined as a period marked by increased rainfall, so I thought it would be good for this weekend. Pluvial. That's P-L-U-V-I-A-L. It's originally from the mid-17th century, from the Latin pluvius, from pluvia, rain. And a pluviophile is a lover of rain, someone who finds joy and peace of mind during rainy days. I found a lovely website on YouTube that that created sounds that you can hear and turn on. Listening to storm sounds of rain and thunder are great for relaxing and having a great night's sleep. Rain and thunderstorms provide an ideal backdrop to our dreams and our perfect soundscapes for pluviophiles. So they have their favorite rain sounds that help them relax, whether it's raining on the leaves of a forest or the surface of a lake or the gentle pitter-patter of rain against your bedroom window or even on a steel roof. It sounds wonderful. So the steady rhythm calms and relaxes you and clears your mind so you can only focus on the sound of rain and nothing else. So pluviophiles are mostly introverts. They consider simplicity in what is the best in nature. They love natural beauty and thrive when the rain is falling down. They have calm, relaxing, and cheerful personalities that can make everyone around them happy. They're very pleasant and humble and sensitive people. This weekend, when it rains where you are, will you be agitated because you don't want to go outside and get wet? Or that you can't even go outside and garden? Or will you enjoy the rejuvenating showers that we so desperately need? Will you go get a comfortable blanket and curl up on the couch and read a novel and enjoy hearing the patter of rain against the windows of your roof? You may be a pluviophile. So let me know if you're pluvial. You can text me at 23680 and let me know that you're going to be enjoying the rain of the day and this weekend. So enjoy it. So that website that you can go see is pluviophile.com. That's pluviophile.com. pluviophile.com. So let's go to text messages. So Bill in DeLand, he says, my Thunbergia grandiflora is completely brown from the freeze. Any idea if it'll come back? It's 2 years old. Yes, Bill, I think it will. Just wait until, I would say, the first part of March, and then any brown stems, cut it back down to about 6 to 8 inches, and it should flush right back out with you. So you can do that. We have Jana Milbacher coming up. She is an amazing writer, garden tourist book series. For every garden adventure, garden photographer, you're going to want to listen to her. She's coming to Florida, and you don't want to miss it. From Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
This boating season, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket. You make a difference in the life of your family. As a parent, it's your job to keep your kids safe and be there for them. You do it at home, at school, and you need to do it on the water as well. Always wear your life jacket and have your children wear theirs too. It's a basic step that saves lives. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. Visit myfwc.com for more information. That's myfwc.com. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural mosquito bits kills fungus gnat larvae and container plants. Both products are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at Summit Responsible Solutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. During the New Year holidays this year, I met with my next guest, who is definitely a kindred spirit, Jana Milbacher, who is an avid gardener, plant collector, garden designer, speaker, and author. She combines horticulture, her designs, and travel tips to educate, inspire, and delight both new and old and seasoned gardeners. Jana loves to visit gardens and historic sites in the United States and abroad, and she shares her trips through her books, photos, and blog. Jana published The Garden Tourist, 120 Destination Gardens and Nurseries in the Northeast in 2018, and followed it up with The Garden Tourist New England 2020. And then last year, during all of this time that we've had, she has traveled The Garden Tourist series, The Garden Tourist Florida, a guide to 80 tropical gardens in the Sunshine State. She, speaks at flower shows, horticultural societies and garden clubs and libraries, and I know they're going to love her here in Florida. So she is the past president of the Holliston Garden Club, and she's active in the Garden Club Federation of Massachusetts. She is also a colleague of mine at the GardenCom International. I love talking with her. She has the best advice. Good morning, Jana. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Teresa. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. Well, to be with you virtually in Florida. Anyway.
I know. You're already thinking about it, aren't you?
I certainly am.
How did you handle the nor'easter last week?
Well, it was quite a storm for us. We got about 18 inches of snow in 24 hours. So it really came very quickly, but we have dug out. We got an ice storm yesterday, so, you know, it just comes one after another.
I know, and I know you're just chomping at the bit to get here to Florida. And so,
yes, I am.
So your advice to visit the Isabella Gardner Stewart Museum was an excellent suggestion. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. This is a one-of-a-kind Venetian palace just for garden tourists, and it's a bucket list garden. So
it was
incredible. Thank you so much. So speaking of bucket lists or bouquet lists for the gardeners, The Garden Tourist Florida, a guide to 80 tropical gardens in the Sunshine State. Tell us about how you came about doing the book.
Well, I have been doing this series of gardening guides, and I found that there really wasn't anything like that available, a travel guide for people who love to visit gardens. And I had done the first two books focusing on the Northeast and then specifically New England. And I found that all kinds of people love to visit gardens. You don't have to be a gardener yourself, but anyone who enjoys nature, beauty, creativity, and tranquility loves to visit gardens.
Oh,
so I really wrote it for everyone who loves doing all those things.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Everybody can enjoy a garden, and it's good for our mental health. It's good for our physical exercise. It's wonderful. So now, what kind of categories? Because I know that I was thrilled to see that you included the Discovery Gardens in Lake County. What made you select all of these individual gardens? What categories did you choose?
Well, I did basically focus mostly on public gardens, so they are all open to the public. And then I really wanted to show a wide range of gardens. You know, there are the very large botanic gardens, and those are going to be really appealing, especially to avid gardeners and plant collectors. So these are gardens like the Naples Botanic Garden, Marie Selby in Sarasota, mm-hmm. Rock Tower Gardens, Lou Gardens, etc. Then I also included some that would really appeal to art lovers. And these are, for instance, gardens of sculptors. So Albin Polasek's home in Winter Park,
mm-hmm.
Ann Norton Sculpture Gardens in West Palm Beach, the Peace River Botanical and Sculpture Gardens in Punta Gorda. So that was another category of gardens. There are also gardens that are kind of that have a historical appeal. So those are places like the Edison and Ford Winter Estates in Fort Myers or Vizcaya in Miami.
Each one of those, I mean, I've been to all of them and the ones you just mentioned, and you're right, they're so gorgeous. So now the garden photographs you took in the book are just beautiful too as well. And people will, even if they can't get out and go visit all these gardens, they will enjoy the photographs. How did you take all of them?
Well, I love photography. Much of my career has been as a graphic designer, and I studied photography in college as well. And so it's something I love to do. And, for, you know, gardens are a wonderful topic for photographs.
Mm-hmm.
So I take thousands of photographs of gardens every year. And I really, you know, try to choose ones that will illustrate the uniqueness of each garden.
So you visited every one of these gardens?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Yes.
And how long did that take you?
Well, I did it over several trips. I would say five separate trips that I took to Florida. And in during each trip, I focused on a different region.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the reasons that I, well, there were a couple of reasons that I decided to choose Florida as the topic of my next book. One was I love the interesting plant material that grows in Florida, beautiful exotic plants that are unusual for us here in the Northeast. I mean, these are basically all house plants for us. and then the second reason was that my son decided to enroll in a PhD program at University of Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that I was going to be visiting Florida. The move to Florida really sparked his interest in gardening and growing tropical plants, especially fruits. And so I kind of wrote this book thinking of him and hoping to inspire him to visit all of these wonderful Florida gardens.
Oh, that's a great idea. So you're going to be coming to Florida in March. I can't wait to see you for book signings. So what cities are you going to be visiting?
Well, I actually have two trips lined up. The first one is coming up really soon. It's going to be next weekend.
Oh, excellent.
And I'm going to be focusing on the Fort Myers area first. And so I'll be at the Edison and Ford Winter Estate for their garden festival next weekend, February 12th and 13th. That is an all-day festival, 9 to 4 both days, and they have about 50 gardening vendors there with all different kinds of plants, as well as food trucks and live music. So I'll be doing a book signing there. And then on February 17th, on Thursday, I'll be at the Peace River Botanical and Sculpture Garden in Punta Gorda from 1 to 3. So that's my first trip. And then the second trip will be in early March, and that will be in your neck of the woods in the Orlando area. And I'm really excited. I'll be doing some lectures at public libraries. So I do actually do a lecture based on the book where I take you on a little virtual garden tour of 15 gardens. And those will be March 5th and March 7th, and then other events in that area.
That's wonderful. And what cities, I mean, I know that you're going to be coming to Winter Garden and doing a talk there. And
that's right.
Okay. And then where will you be in Orlando?
Well, I will be, initially I'm going to be in Winter Garden on Saturday the 5th at 11 a.m. at the public library. Mm-hmm. And that same day, I'm also doing another lecture, and that will be in Mount Dora at 4 p.m. So those are both on Saturday, March 5th. And then in Winter Park on Monday, March 7th at 11 a.m.
And will that be at the library?
Those are all libraries.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. I was just at the Winter Park Library yesterday. Okay, so the perfect gift, this your garden tour series is just wonderful for anyone, garden lovers, garden clubs, and travelers. If they can't make it to the book signings, how do they get a copy of your book?
Well, the books are available through my website, which is enchantedgardensdesign.com. They're also available on Amazon and other online booksellers, and also at quite a few of the public gardens that have gift shops in Florida. So if you are going to Lou Gardens or Bock Tower Gardens or the Florida Botanical Gardens, they're really all over the state. And also look for them at some of the local independent bookstores. Many of those will be carrying the book.
So now you are a landscape designer. What kind of gardens do you like to design?
Well, I like to, I really try to design a garden that is going to appeal to the homeowner and that's going to have a real intricate mix of plants. I love horticulture, and so I really try to combine interesting combinations. But it's really, the gardens really need to be appealing to the homeowner, so I don't have a one style
right.
that I like to design in.
I know.
It really... is based on the homeowner.
Excellent, excellent. So can you give us a clue as to your next garden tourist destination book?
Sure, sure. Well, I have a Mid-Atlantic book in the works, and that's going to focus on sort of from New York going down to Maryland. And that's it's a wonderful area, many wonderful both historic gardens and public gardens. And then I'm actually visiting Charleston in late March, and I'm focusing on the gardens of Charleston. So there may be a book about South Carolina in my future.
There you go, Jana. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you again. Thank you for coming on today. You stay warm.
Thank you very much, Teresa. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. You'll find all of Jana's speaking engagements and book signings on her website, enchantedgardensdesign.com, enchantedgardensdesign.com. This is the time to call me with your gardening questions at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text me at 23680. You can check out Mosquito Bits and Dunks, all the great products of our sponsor, Summit Responsible Solutions, at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That's summitresponsiblesolutions.com. There you go. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm just really energetic today, Lizzie.
You were super excited about going to commercial breaks.
I know I am. Well, we have Charlie and Windermere. We're going to be getting to his questions. And we have a lot of text messages I want to get to, Russ. And then I want to follow up on the Bahia seed question there. Now I'm Teresa Watkins, ta-da. And you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to all our new listeners. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. You can tell them to call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You can let me know if you're a pluviophile like me. I'm such a pluviophile.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
So let's go to Charlie in Windermere. Good morning, Charlie. How can I help you?
Well, top of the morning to you, and thanks for being there for us.
Thank you.
Situation is we've got oak trees that are growing along the sidewalk on our road, and we were informed that they should have never been planted there in the first place. And they're causing quite a bit of problems for us as it relates to the roots destroying the sidewalks, the curbs, the roads, et cetera, et cetera. And I just remember, I think years ago, somebody had mentioned what were called bio barriers or root guards. And my question is that an option in trying to protect the environment and not having to remove the tree?
Okay, Charlie, that's a great question. And I will tell you, I certainly agree with you about putting trees in places that they don't belong, that they're going to be uplifting the sidewalks. And, you know, oak tree roots can go out 300 feet, and they're so wide that if they have a small root base at the bottom, and, you know, they're just not going to be sturdy or healthy. And, you know, it's sad to see. So I appreciate you saying that. But then I agree with you. There are kind of root options that you can take. I would suggest that you contact an arborist who is experienced in that, which all certified arborists will be able to help you. And, you know, you can put down a barrier. You're going to have to cut the roots to put that in. And so it is an option. They do work very well. They work a little bit better, and I would say a lot better, if they're used when they're planted. And then that way the barrier, the root guard, kind of directs where those roots go, the tree roots go. But you can always have them check out the tree and, you know, maybe cut several of the root areas so that the tree can survive and still be healthy, but that, you know, you're going to be able to salvage your sidewalk.
Well, the problem is our trees are already 30 years old.
Yeah.
So they're fairly large. And you're saying an arborist. Would I just call around and ask an arborist if they had experience in that area?
Well, of course, I think that's always a question, you know, but I will tell you that the arborists do, you know, especially here in Florida, do have experience with oak trees being planted in the wrong place, in that middle section right next to a sidewalk. And so it's a common problem. So I would say most of them do know what to do for it. But they could at least come out and look at it and say, you know, yes, this is a candidate for a root barrier. We can cut here and place the root, you know, barrier, the root guard down into the kind of like little trench to redirect the roots, the future roots coming back out again. Or they can say, no, it's really kind of not a situation that you're going to be able to control.
And the bio barrier or the root guard, whatever it may be called, is it a chemical application, or is it a plastic?
Yeah, it is a fabric, and I can't give you the exact details of what it's made out of, but it is sturdy enough that any roots will not be able to penetrate it. And so I would say it's probably some kind of polymer. Heavy mesh fabric that is going to allow the tree to breathe, but it's going to keep the root system. It's going to redirect it, and it will follow that line of where the barrier is.
Okie dokie. Well, we certainly appreciate it there. Thank you.
Thank you. Call me back and let me know what you find out. Okay. Thank you so much there. Let's go to, starting right here. How can I protect my plants from runoff of water Clorox used to clean algae on a concrete patio? The contractor's cleaning before installing mortar for a brick patio. Okay, so that's a really great question. This weekend is going to help because the ground is going to get some rainfall. The plants are going to get saturated, but I would water them even more. So I would take your hose and really, really, really soak the area where the water is going to run off and flow into. You may not know this, but fertilizer, plants need chlorine. And so in fertilizer, you will find chlorine for the plants. It's just that the amount of chlorine may damage some of the plants, but it's not going to necessarily kill it. So I would water it really well before the contractor's clean, and then I would water really well after the contractors are through, okay? And that should alleviate and kind of dilute the chlorine bleach, okay? Thank you so much. Let me know how it does. And then suggest an arborist. Yes, so arborist always should be used for, you know, trimming your trees. That you should get a professional assessment of a tree before you trim it. It's just that I know Jean in Winter Park. She's called here for years, and I know her oak trees. And she's just talking about the top of the limbs where the suckers are just popping up. The branches are coming up. So she's not going to do any major pruning of the actual original oak tree. She's just going to clean it up. So I know she knows what she's doing.
I was wondering about that. Yes.
Yeah. Because I always recommend an arborist. But that's for somebody who's never had their trees done before, or, you know, cut back before, and they don't really know what they're doing. Jean's pretty good at gardening.
Nice.
And so and these oak trees, I know, are just very stately. She wouldn't do anything to damage them. Always get an arborist, though. That is always my recommendation. All right, good morning. What vegetables can I be planting right now? That's a great question. This is Florida. So through February 15th, the middle of the month, you know, you can still be planting winter vegetables, beets, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, celery. I put celery and collards together.
And like a New England thing almost.
Yes, celery and collards, endive, kohlrabi, lettuce, mustard, peas, potatoes, radishes, sweet chard, and turnips. Now, that's recommending that we're having cooler temperatures. If it's going to be warm, you can go ahead and start planting your beans and cantaloupe, corn, cucumbers, eggplants, luffah squash, peppers, pumpkins, and regular squash, tomatoes, and watermelons towards the end of the month. So that's a real good question. We're going to get to the Tallahassee question in just a minute. And Alan Tampa, hang on. We're going to get right back to you. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Hey, Florida. We know you love getting out on the water. But do you know what to wear when you're out there on the water? A life jacket, of course. And whether you're fishing, skiing, sailing, or just cruising the water, there's a perfect life jacket designed for you and your activity. Always check the label to make sure your life jacket is U.S. Coast Guard approved. Then try it on to make sure it fits properly. And then wear it. Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com to learn more. That's wearitflorida.com.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invading your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Start looking for those lubber grasshoppers. They're hatching right now. You can find them in the crinum lilies, the amaryllis, on fences, near anything with fleshy leaves. When they are juveniles, it's the only time you can kill them with insecticides. When they become adults, the only two things that can kill them are rocks. Okay, and so you want to do, or the lubber stomp. You can do the lubber stomp.
Are you kidding me?
Rocks. You go, boom, you just smash them. Or you get points if you, you know, kill them by driving them over them in a, on the highway. You get points. So they can get so many crossing the road, they can create a grease skid on the road. You know how many hundreds of grasshoppers that needs to be?
That literally is not something that Florida needs to add to their list. Seriously?
Seriously, it is. So there's no bad karma if you kill them. My apologies to Tina, but they're just bad. They're just bad. They have no souls. So you can call me with your gardening question at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Al in Tampa. Good morning, Al. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I have two questions. One, on a bougainvillea, which is about, let's say, 11, 12 feet tall, it still wants to put out the pink flowers. It's in very good shape, but it's getting so big, it needs to be trimmed. Is it okay to do it now to bring it down about 6 feet, or we need to wait till like April? When is the proper time, like here in Tampa?
Yeah, no, you're in zone 10, so you can go ahead and cut that back right now. It's not going to freeze very much down there, and it's, you know, the bougainvillea is going to survive. So you can go ahead and cut it now. Not a problem.
If I want to get another one, but it would have, but this one has a west exposure, so it gets, you know, reasonable amount of sun and everything. But if I have like a northeast exposure on the other side of the property in the front of the house, is there any particular type of bougainvillea that may not get as much sun, but yet it would flourish when it's appropriate time to flower?
No, those are not flowers. Actually, all bougainvilleas have white flowers. That is a bract that's around it. That's is a kind of a leaf around that's colorful.
Okay.
But bougainvilleas need full sun. Okay, so if you plant it where it's going to get some shade or a lot of shade,
right,
it's going to give you a lot of green leaves. It's going to grow and it's going to thrive, but you're not going to get those bracts.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
And one last thing.
Sure.
On St. Augustine grass 410, which is, grass is in good shape. I take care of myself.
Good for you.
When's the appropriate time to do either the BioAdvance or the Scotts? Is it like mid-April, early April to put down a lawn treatment?
Okay, so which one are you doing? Are you doing insecticide, herbicide, or fertilizer?
A fertilizer.
I would do it in the end of March for your area. April, first of April, end of March.
Okay. And either one of those are good products, the Scotts or the BioAdvance.
BioAdvance is great, and the Scotts products are good, great. Okay. So go ahead and just make sure you just follow the label.
Yep, we do.
All right, Al. Thank you so much. You're doing a great job. Thank you. Let's go to Eileen and Stuart. Eileen, good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I think Al had my question, a similar question.
Uh-huh.
Normally, I would have, if we didn't have the freeze, I would have done a weed and feed to start working on the dollar weeds that were active.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of brown spots from the freeze. Mm-hmm. Where I don't know, do I weed and feed? Do I wait a little bit, weed and feed, to get rid of what weeds were left, or do I fertilize?
Okay, so let me just, something just popped up when you mentioned the dollar weed. Why do you have dollar weed? Do you live off of the lake or Melbourne off the Indian River?
No, I always struggle with dollar weed this time of year. If there's... I shouldn't say this time of year. We've had a little more rain than usual.
Uh-huh.
So down at the end of my property where it's in the shade most of the time, the dollar weed just seems to take off down there.
Okay. And how often do you water?
I have hardly used my sprinkler system at all.
Okay. So you just have wet soils. You have low-lying areas there.
Yeah.
Okay. And the shade acerbates it. Okay. So you can go ahead, and I would use it. See, the weed and feed, it's kind of difficult to say use a weed and feed now and then, you know, when to use later, because the weeds, the herbicides should be used in late February, first part of March, and then we should be fertilizing in April. So if you can get two different products, go ahead and, you know, use the herbicides, the weed killer, in the end of February, and then go ahead and use the fertilizer in April. And that's going to be your best bet.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful, as usual.
Thank you, Eileen. I appreciate it so much. My cousin's name is Eileen, so I love that name, so it's great.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend. Stay dry. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. I'm loving the sprinkles. Are you?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're great to put your plants out, like you said, right?
It is. It's a great time to go out there in the sprinkles. You don't have any thunderstorms or anything like that. So go out and work in the rain. It feels really good.
You got it. Hey, my question is, I bought it. It's probably 15 years. And so it's pretty big. It's a palm tree. I think it's a Majestic or Magic. And I was just wondering how far the roots go, because it's, you know, kind of close to my patio, the decking and stuff.
Uh-huh. How tall is it?
Oh, geez, it's probably, 6, 18, 24, probably 28 feet tall.
Yeah, it's probably going to go down. Palm trees don't have a deep root system like we think of with trees, because it's basically a grass. It's a monocot. And so that root, the base of it, you know, probably goes down about 3 to 4 feet, and that's it. It doesn't spread out, and it doesn't cause, you know, kind of like damage to the foundation, but it's just not necessarily a good idea to plant them so close to the house.
Yeah, well, at that time, I didn't know better.
I know. Where was I, Roy, when you needed me?
I know. Where were you?
Okay, so I don't necessarily...
I know where you're at now.
You do. Thank you so much for listening. So send me a picture of it, because I will tell you...
I'll get my wife. I'm that handy with them technology things.
Okay,
like phones.
Try and send it to me. But it's kind of something that if you wanted to move it, it may be a cost factor there, but you could probably move it very easily.
I love it where it's at. I was just worried because it's about 5 feet from my deck, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll be an issue.
Great.
Okay?
Good news for a change.
There you go. Thank you, Roy. Appreciate you listening. And so I have a great text message, and it said, why did my broccoli bolt? And, you know, bolting is a term we call when the a vegetable or a plant just starts to produce flowers, and then it starts to decline, or it starts to taste bitter. So your vegetables bolt, probably because, one, they're not harvested on time, or two, that it got so hot that it just started, you know, producing the flowers and, you know, you didn't get to it. So that's the reason the broccoli bolted. And I will tell you, my broccoli bolted too, is that I just didn't get to it in time. And even though it wasn't really ready to be harvested, it started sending flowers up. And it was because of the heat we had.
I always run into my herbs seem to, they're doing good. I'll clip it here, clip there, use them as I need them. And all of a sudden, they turn into this huge bush out of nowhere, which I know it's not overnight, but it seems like it's overnight.
Right.
And then I'm like, ugh, do I still use this?
Well, it just depends. I mean, herbs are a little bit different because you're using the leaves, and most herbs, I'm just going to say most, just generally, don't produce flowers. Usually it's right. The leaves that we're using.
Mm-hmm.
And except for lavender, which is an herb, it's a herbaceous plant. But there are the vegetables that are seasonal. And so you were supposed to harvest them. So I would say that you can still use the herbs.
Okay.
I don't think their taste would tell. It's just like rosemary. If you don't use it, it just gets woody.
Yeah, that's you know, the cilantro is what I was running into. It just turned into a huge bush, and I'm like,
yeah.
What do I do with this?
Yeah, you cut it back. All right. So I want to thank everyone for texting and calls today. Great calls. I'm so glad. You
have the best listeners.
I do. I'm so excited. And so, you know, we really do. So we appreciate you listening and being with us this time in the morning and waking up with us, because I'm still not awake.
Didn't get enough tea.
No, I did not get enough tea. I want to thank our fantastic guest today, Tina McIntyre with the Seminole County Extension. She's the Florida Friendly Landscaping Agent. Make sure you go on and register for her Lakefront Landscaping Workshop that's coming up Wednesday, February 16th at the ocextension.eventbrite.com. And to Yana Milbacher, the author of The Garden Tourist Florida, a guide to 80 tropical gardens in the Sunshine State, who's going to be traveling to the state in February next week. She's going to be in the Fort Myers area, so you want to check out her website, enchantedgardensdesign.com, and click on her calendar to find cities and dates near you. Special thank you to Summit Responsible Solutions, maker of mosquito bits and other responsible pest controls. Lizzie, thank you for producing a great show. You're always wonderful. Thank you to everyone who called in today. We love you. Join Lizzie and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-1842. That's 800-613-1842. 800-613-1842. Call now.